This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I don't know what to make of all of this, except that to me, it's about delegitimizing Trump. Now, when I said a while back, I made the statement that Julian Assange has done America two favors. He is exposed beyond any doubt. We don't have any working cybersecurity, and that gives us an opportunity to fix it. Number two, he exposed just how deeply, fundamentally corrupt not only the DNC is, but also America's news media. And he's done us a favor, probably inadvertently, but it's been a favor. And they've done nothing in all of that time to fix it. So if there was any influence, who would get the blame? I would argue Obama, since WikiLeaks now has been out there 10 years.
Look, but let's be really clear. I don't believe that the Russians carried Pennsylvania. I think Donald Trump did. I don't think that the Russians carried Wisconsin. Donald Trump did. I don't think that the Russians carried Michigan. Donald Trump did. The problem the left has is they cannot come to grips with the reality that the American people are turning against them, that the American people have defeated them. And frankly, if the election were held today, the margin would be even bigger because people have now begun to realize that Donald Trump is not in any way the kind of things that the New York Times and the Washington Post said he was.
He's not the caricature that they tried to paint leading up to the election. But the country, we really do need to wrap our arms around cybersecurity. And probably the person
Absolutely.
That put us in most jeopardy was Hillary. And when there's a 99% chance that at least five foreign intelligence agencies hacked into her top secret special access programs on her server that was in a mom and pop shop in a bathroom closet, you know, maybe they should have shown a little concern about that, too, but they didn't.
Well, look, I mean, that's the tragedy of this whole thing. What it does is it trivializes the serious. There were really serious security problems. They would normally be, I think, jail time for things on this scale. And only her political nature has saved her from going to jail. And
well,
I think
might change. We have
really
a new...
people need to confront how serious it was.
Sean Hannity, of course, and Newt Gingrich on, how much interference, was affected, by the Russians, if any. I mean, they're trying to make this into some sort of doctrine. It's almost like if you say, look at, we'll wait for the empirical evidence. I don't necessarily agree. Then you're clumped into whether it's a climate denier, a birther, or, you're invalidated. And to Newt's point, all this stuff is just about doing anything they can to marginalize President-elect Trump, to make him less than, and to keep this contention going. Like, how does that help our country? How does it get us back on track when you've got a percentage of the country doing the heavy lifting? We all need to be involved here. This is about the United States of America. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing, a progressive, liberal thing. This is about us, and this has been the problem. We've lost sight of that, and for all this contention and bickering back and forth, this is what the forgotten man and woman is saying. Look at, I gave you my vote to go and get the job done. You can't, like in business, for those of us who have been in business and have been in management and have led people, you can't blame somebody else. You can't say, well, I'd have been a better manager if I'd have gotten that person to do their job and to go along. I mean, that is part of the challenge when you are in management, is you've got to make it work with, the cards that have been dealt with you. And how do you manage that? And the measure of your success is based on the existing circumstances and how you're able to navigate around that. And that's what lies before an experienced chief executive officer by the name of Donald Trump, our president-elect. And I think this is why hope reigns over America right now, and so many of us are very enthusiastic about this incoming administration because of what lies on the horizon for us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, sometimes it helps to slow down a little bit, and it's okay to even stop. Hit the pause button. Maybe we need to take a deep breath for just a moment, huh? What do you think? A collective deep breath during this period of time, especially when we should be thinking about higher things and thinking about the important things of the season. But, yet the world goes round, and like Sammy Davis Jr., we can't necessarily stop the world and get off. It does keep moving. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us right now. It's always good to have her with us, with her insight and to bring some calmness to the insanity. Author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, and American society. Dr. Pierce, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I want your take on the Exxon CEO being named Secretary of State by our president-elect.
Well, as you know, in my book, A Perilous Path, and in my work in general, I espouse this view that American foreign policy at its best combines moral and practical concerns. So it considers both national security and global stability and human rights and political freedom. Mm-hmm. And I believe that our best foreign policy presidents who learned the hard lessons of World War II took that approach. They combined both moral and practical concerns. So presidents from Truman and Reagan did that. And so my concern about Tillerson is that moral side, that moral core that I believe our foreign policy at its best has, will be thrown out. I mean, the emphasis on him in this briefing I have here, this Trump team briefing, is that he will be a world-class deal maker. He will make deals with everyone. He'll make good deals. And I think there's a good chance that with most countries, he will make good deals, better than certainly Obama, Clinton, and Kerry did. And Trump has made clear that he's going to back away from that awful Iran deal. But I, like a lot of people, am very concerned about Tillerson's pro-Russian, pro-Putin inclinations.
Mm-hmm. Well, you suggest that his moral compass may be in question here a bit with your statement, not particularly just saying because of Russia, but what gives you pause regarding his moral compass?
Well, when I look at Trump, and now I look at this choice of Rex Tillerson, I think he actually has a worldview that's similar to Obama's in that he not only doesn't believe in regime change or in focus on the regime type of countries we deal with, he also doesn't believe in the projection of American democratic influence in the world. And he really rejects foreign policy that focuses on human rights. And his emphasis, interestingly, like Obama's, is on making deals with and finding common interests with our enemies and adversaries as well as our allies. Now, I think Trump and Tillerson, unlike Obama, will not agree to bad deals with most countries around the world, and that's a good thing. And I don't think, in general, they will degrade our allies and our relationships with allies, especially like Israel or Japan and South Korea, as much as Obama did. But the pro-Russian comments that he has made and that now are confirmed by his pick of Tillerson, I think makes it clear that Trump will concede too much to Russia.
Mm-hmm. You think so? That could be interesting. I'm challenged a bit by that statement because Trump, because of his ego, let's say, and just his innate wiring, I don't see Putin being able to have his way with his country in much the same way as he had in the previous 8 years. Do you?
Well, you are so right. It couldn't get much worse than the last 8 years. And that's another thing that concerns me about this is that this plays right into the Democratic narrative. Suddenly they've become concerned about Russian aggression. Well, Obama, Clinton, and Kerry are the authors of the Russian reset. They're the ones that dismantled missile defenses in Eastern Europe. They're the ones that agreed to that overly generous START treaty. They're the ones who had a weak response to Ukraine and gave Russia basically everything it wanted in Syria by going along with all those horrible Russian plans for Syria that enabled Assad and gave Russia a foothold in that region. So the hypocrisy is just terrible. And I do believe, I said in a recent article, I don't think it could get much worse, our policies toward Russia.
No.
I'm just so disappointed, I guess. That's what's coming out. I was really excited with the appointment of General James Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, and with some of the other appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see, again, in this briefing I have here, this statement, I'll quote it here. It says, Tillerson will work closely with Russia and others to focus on our goal of defeating radical Islam.
Mm.
Well, to me, that plays right into Russian propaganda because Russia goes around bullying and invading countries based on this idea that it's going against terrorists. And, of course, nowhere is that more evident than in Syria, where Russia claims that it's fighting ISIS. But really, along with Assad, he's targeting anti-ISIS rebels and civilians and children to the point that they are really colluding in genocidal policies over there. So this idea that we can side with Russia, that this would be one of our, well, according to this memo here, our key partner in fighting ISIS, I think is really misguided.
Well, I think to your point, Anne, and I would agree with you in as much as that it sounds a bit naive from everything that I've been informed on regarding Russia and this this enviable footprint that is now expanding in the Middle East and this influence that they have. I mean, you didn't even mention Iran and their fingers that are involved there and how their tentacles are spreading into Iran as well. So, I think it's naive to think that somehow we can partner with Putin and with Russia when it seems that their agenda is running a bit counter to what the United States' agenda is.
Yeah, and Ambassador Bolton, who was, of course, one of the candidates for Secretary of State, made that point that we have this Iran-Russia-Syria axis now that is strong and formidable, and we have allowed that. We have given Iran power over there. We have given Russia power over there. One of the points I make in my articles and in my book, A Perilous Path, is that we have to beware ISIS strategy that fortifies Russia, Syria, and Iran. Because if you think about it, these regimes, these terror-sponsoring, weapons-proliferating regimes have even more capacity to do us harm than ISIS. We have to fight ISIS with all our might and with Voice of America-type programs and reaching out to hearts and minds in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. But we can't keep our defenses down about these regimes and think that they're going to be friendly allies.
Yeah, exactly.
ISIS.
Yeah, you want to know what they'll do? Look at what they've done. They've made it really clear, no doubt about it. When we come back, too.
What a great way to put it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. We've got more from Ann on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. I want to talk to her particularly about Tillerson. Tillerson was a surprise. He seemingly came out of nowhere here, and I want to get your read on that as well. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Hughes of Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me. Fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern. This is Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Dr. Ann Pierce continues. You know, Dr. Pierce, I just got back from New York, and speaking of looking a lot like Christmas, I mean, you know, you've got the scenery and, I don't know, the wonderment, the magic of Manhattan, the windows decorated. Burgdorf Goodman is just spectacular. Probably my favorite window decorations of all, you know, and it's always good fun whether you're looking at the windows at Macy's or Saks, and a really special time of year, no doubt.
I am really enjoying your Christmas music, and I'm glad you brought that in, because here I am focusing on these sad and scary places around the world, morning, noon, and night. And in my book, A Perilous Path, I mean, I have chapters on North Korea, China, Syria, Russia, Iran, Egypt. And I wake up in the middle of the night just heartbroken and also, frankly, terrified. And I don't normally have New Year's resolutions, but this New Year's, I am going to have one, and that is to smell the roses. And I'm also, on this Christmas, I'm going to focus on family and friends and
good
Christmas itself. And so we've had
I'm right with you, and I got to tell you, I mean, for the season that we've been on, we just came off a rather hectic and contentious political season. And you know, it's like you need to hit the pause button, and this is, you know, my wife told me, she said, look at, you know, give yourself a break, pre-record some shows, play some best of, and let's go to New York and let's just have a couple of days of respite. Now, I know some people go, you're going to go to New York, you know, that, you know, with all the energy and everything. I love it. I guess it's like, you know, if you're ADD, they give you speed to calm you down, which is just the opposite, I guess, you know, but, you know, so maybe a little bit of that effect. I don't know, but I'm like you, is that you want to be able to pause and enjoy the things that are worthy and noble and, you know, all those good things that this season offers to us that we can miss in the hecticness of the season and business as usual. And you and I, it's easy to get caught up in this because we see these things. I mean, you know, it's all year. We're looked on and called upon to, you know, be forecasters, be the vigilant watchman on the wall, watching things over the horizon, the threats that are coming at us. And as you and I were talking at the break, is that, you know, some analysts would say that America is at war. It just hasn't realized it yet. And so those pending threats are concerning. And, but we also need to have time for ourselves to make sure that, we get a little bit of rest and, that our brains aren't totally scrambled 24/7, right?
Oh, I so agree. And as you said, we're looking at it all the time and it's, just so stressful for us, but I'm also struck, and I know you are with your callers too, probably, with how all Americans are so stressed by everything going on in the world. Mm-hmm. I think there's this real sense of dread out there, and unfortunately, it's rightly so. Mm-hmm. In Chuck Hagel's own words, the world is exploding all over.
Exactly.
And, you know, you have the Arab Spring in shambles, Syria a cataclysm, Egypt, Libya, Sudan, Yemen, and Lebanon in crisis, Iran and North Korea committing more atrocities and ever closer to being serious nuclear powers, the Russian reset, an obvious failure, and China flexing its geopolitical muscle. And you look at all that, and there used to be this idea in D.C. that, oh, Americans don't care about foreign policy. Well, I don't think that's true anymore, which is why it's so important that we really think seriously about it and look at our best foreign policy traditions, and with that sense of anxiety and fear, not just jump to the next panacea or
exactly.
the next easy solution. And as you said, though, it's also really important to pause and get away from all that. The election just exhausted everyone. Everyone's so sick of it.
Yes.
And, We all need a break.
We need a break, but we also need to be prepared that there's heavy lifting required around the corner. I mean, the job isn't done just because we went to the voting booth. Now we have to hold them accountable. and, you know, including Donald Trump, the president-elect. And as I tweeted out over the weekend when I was in New York there across from Trump Tower and noticing the heavy police presence, it reminded me how important it is for America to pray for this president, pray for the transition, pray for our country. Because, you know, there are a lot of counter offenses coming against and wanting to get in the way of America assuming its rightful position of leadership. You know, you talk about the disruption of the Arab Spring. I look at the Arab Spring as a disruption of the start of the disruption of institutions, longstanding governments that were upended. Brexit was a manifestation of that, of the common man saying enough. It extended. They said it would never cross the Atlantic and come to the United States. Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in, and what did America say? No. The forgotten man said, no, I am not forgotten any longer. I need to speak up. I need to be accountable and take responsibility. And now it's up to the leadership of this country and of the world, and what we're going to do in the midst of all this dynamic, you know, environment in which we live in. So, yes, there's some of us that, you know, it's particularly tough when we see the heavy lifting that's required on the horizon, you know, to pause. And as Jack Nicholson said, you need us crazies. You know, we're part of the recipe. You need us there watching and letting you know what's going on. So, you know, I think we need to, for our own personal sakes and mental acuity and refreshment, we need to hit the pause button, but we also need to stay vigilant, just like good leadership is being required right now of our country. And hopefully Donald Trump can step up and be that exemplary leader that is required for a time such as this.
Yeah, I agree with literally everything you said, and I don't fit into any category as a foreign policy analyst, mm-hmm. and I don't think anyone's supposed to say this, but I've been praying like crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever before in an election time or a transition period in our country prayed like crazy for our country,
right.
But I am now. Yeah. I see a very concerning world out there, mm-hmm. As I said, with atrocities and hostilities escalating all over. And I'm also very concerned about the American response to those escalating atrocities and hostilities, because, as you know, I think that since the Iraq War, so many Americans have succumbed to this idea that either we refrain from an active foreign policy or we'll end up with boots on the ground. Mm. And yet in World War II, we learned that war is even more likely when democratic nations bury their heads in the sand and, you know, retreat from the world stage.
Mm-hmm.
And scaling down our defenses or doing nothing to defend democratic principles just allows the escalation of those atrocities, weapons programs, hostilities, and increases the chances that things will just spiral out of control and then we'll eventually be forced into war. And the second comment I have about what you just said is, yes, people are speaking in this country. They defied all the odds. They defied all the pundits. And I would just plead with the American people that they then not go along with this idea that we should create foreign policy based on simply dealing with the heads of regimes and totally ignoring the people within regimes, because that is a recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
You know, Assad, for example, is one of the most brutal, the most destabilizing dictators the world has ever seen. And the idea that we can somehow move toward more stability and protect ourselves with sort of indirectly enabling that dictator by way of going along with the...
We have to leave it right there. Dr. Ann Pierce with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. This holiday season, swap your store-bought decorations for something inspired by the outdoors.
Icicle lights and mesh decorations are out. Instead, try making your own decor that's classic, natural, and simple. We love to bring the beauty of nature into our home by using live greenery. Purchase fresh mistletoe or evergreens from your local home improvement store or nursery. Bundle together using ribbon and place atop your mantel or at the center of your table. We like to add plaid accents for a festive touch.
For our holiday supplies, we use our Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase.
We also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Bill Martinez live.
The lights on my tree, I wish you could see.
All the songs of the season, huh?
I wish
no, just to lighten up the heart, why not?
Did.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John's America is with us, senior editor of the Stream. You can go to stream.org for more information. He's been the press secretary to pro-life Louisiana Governor Mike Foster and a reporter and editor at Success Magazine and Investors Business Daily, among other publications. John, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Enjoying the relatively warm Texas weather.
Hey, why not? I just left New York yesterday. It was starting to, you know, cool up just a bit. We had a slight little snow flurry, nothing like what Scott deals with in Minnesota. I mean, you know, that stuff just he doesn't even give notice to that kind of stuff. But nonetheless, we were able to avoid the northeaster that usually comes in about this time. But, you know, hey, it's good fun. But I'm back in sunny Florida where, you know, we're looking at about 67, 68 degrees. Aw, shucks, you know. So can't complain too much. But anyway, John, I want to talk to you about, you know, all this consternation about Putin and Russia hacking the election. Did they or didn't they?
Okay, well, first of all, when the Democrats first said that Russians hacked the election, they were saying that they got into our voting machines and changed the vote totals. Thanks to Jill Stein and the $7 million she got out of Democrats, we know that nothing like that happened. There was absolutely no interference in the recording of American votes. What the Democrats decided to do then was, oh, well, but people are talking about the hack of the election. Let's pretend that the hack of the Democratic National Committee emails is the hack of the election. What happened was somebody hacked the Democratic National Committee's emails and found a bunch of things from the WikiLeaks that we've seen, revealing corruption inside the Clinton campaign, their connection to Saudi Arabia, to ISIS's main sponsor, the government of Qatar, found all those anti-Catholic emails where John Podesta was talking about infiltrating and destroying the Catholic Church from within. All these things were real. No one is pretending that these weren't real emails that revealed real corruption and real anti-Catholicism and bigotry inside the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now they're saying, well, this corruption was real, but the voters weren't supposed to know about it. It was supposed to be secret. Somebody revealed our dirty little secrets. It must have been the Russians. Mm-hmm. So even though Americans, in light of those secrets, voted against Hillary Clinton, their votes shouldn't count. We should have the Electoral College vote in Hillary Clinton against the wishes of the voters because the Russians spilled our secrets, and that's not fair. Does that remind you of anything, of Watergate? Remember how Richard Nixon, all those corrupt things he did, they were leaked illegally by an FBI officer whose code name was Deep Throat to the Democratic reporters at the left-wing Washington Post, but they were all true.
Yes.
Richard Nixon tried to get out from under Watergate by blaming the liberal media. And he tried to distract people from his crime. Now Hillary Clinton is trying the same sleight of hand. It doesn't matter that I did all these corrupt and horrible things. You were not supposed to know about it. No fair. We have to do a do-over.
Yes, exactly.
A schoolyard baseball, softball game?
Mm-hmm. But John, why would she not do this? I mean, this has been their pattern from day one. It's been a successful model up to now. It's just that she was just so overwhelmingly a flawed candidate. And with all the lies and the exposure that, I mean, look at, we had 30 years of experience of Hillary Clinton to look back on. I mean, she was really self-vetted in a lot of ways, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she had tons of flaws. I think, you know, I actually think the FBI should have continued its investigation of the classified emails she leaked. And furthermore, if the Democrats continue to try to overturn the results of our Democratic election, I think Donald Trump had better revisit his decision about investigating and prosecuting Hillary Clinton for her reckless abuse of classified government emails that endangered national security. So I think the Democrats are playing a nasty, dangerous game, and it might be time for Trump to name a special prosecutor.
Well, you're right, John. I think this
is time to lock her up.
Yeah. This could come back and bite them big time because of the door they're opening here. I mean, they're really running rather reckless. I mean, they're almost as if, you know, it's like somebody drowning. You know, they're just fretfully throwing their arms up in the air. But in the process, you know, I've said about this season, this has been a rather, an interesting season of exposure. A lot of things are being unveiled right now, whether it's Hillary's emails, the DNC, fake news, information that was not supposed to be given to the campaign by news people. News people turning over their projected stories to Hillary Clinton campaign, asking for approval and correction and amendments. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is totally out of control. And If you want to follow the scenario that they're presenting to us, John, on one hand, in terms of, you know, all this meddling and stuff, I mean, why can't you say, with the exposure of these emails, that we know that at least five countries had access to Hillary's emails, could there be some exposure and tie-in with Benghazi, that they knew what was going on there, and that the bad guys had some, you know, confidential information, and that you've got an ambassador there and his life not only at risk, but he and three others die as a result of those emails and the exposure. Why can't you go there by utilizing their own logic and their own thinking?
That's right. Absolutely. If they want to fight dirty, if they want to talk about emails and leaks, well, then it's time to have some hearings about Hillary Clinton's illegal private server, about the thousands of emails she deleted after Congress requested them. This is an unbelievably corrupt, power-hungry woman who is making a last desperate attempt to get the presidency away from the man who was voted in by the American states.
Exactly.
And I think she, you know, she's more and more she's telling us that she deserves to be investigated. This is not someone we want running loose in society. She might need to be in an orange jumpsuit soon.
Well, interesting that Chris Wallace led the question and fed the question to Donald Trump. Would he support the final vote of the people? Hillary was not asked that question. Only Donald Trump was asked, which was, you know, kind of an echo of that first, if you recall, that first Republican debate when that question was posed. And Donald Trump was the only one that gave hesitancy and said, hey, I'm not willing to answer that question. And, of course, he was maligned three ways to Sunday. And then the others that were very quick to say they would support the people's vote and selection of a nominee, they're the ones that went missing in action. So it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, is this political irony at its best or what?
That's right. Well, yeah, they said he was undermining democracy by saying he might not accept the results of the election. And now they're doing the exact same thing. Unless you live in a liberal echo chamber where whatever you say, you hear exactly what you said back to you because all your friends agree with you.
Yes.
This is craziness to the American people, and that now they're trying to introduce a foreign conspiracy theory and make people paranoid about the idea that the Russians are somehow controlling us. Remember, all this is about is somebody leaked truthful information about how corrupt Hillary Clinton and her campaign were, how much they hated Americans, and so many sections of the American people thought they were deplorable, including Catholics.
Yes.
And that truthful information leaked out to the public, and now they're saying, well, the Russians must have done it. Well, it doesn't matter, does it?
Right.
It matter who leaked the Watergate secrets? Should Richard Nixon have been able to stay as president because the leak from the FBI that brought him down was illegal and maybe politically motivated?
It's as if the process should trump the truth, huh? So to speak.
Right.
18 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. John Zemerik continues. Stay with us, America.
This report is brought to you by Rand McNally. The holiday shopping season can be stressful, so we've made it easy. The Overdrive 7 connected car device appeals to all the drivers on your list. The sleek dashboard tablet brings entertainment, information, and safety features to any car. It also provides award-winning onboard GPS navigation from Rand McNally, so you won't have to fiddle with your phone or pay for connectivity for maps. Steve Fletcher, CEO of Rand McNally.
There are 250 million cars on the road, and most of them don't have the advanced luxury car technology that enables things like hands-free calling and texting, dash cams, and voice assistants. Overdrive was designed to simply bring that technology into any car, no matter the age, make, or model.
Off the mount, for passengers in the car or after the drive, Overdrive is a fully loaded entertainment tablet that can be used to watch movies, access social media, and check email. Available exclusively at Best Buy for $399.99 through the end of the year. For more, visit RandMcNally.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
Bill Martinez live.
Chestnuts roasting. Hey, whatever language, Merry Christmas to you, one and all. Bill Martinez here, back with you at just about, maybe let's make it 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemeric is with us, and our conversation continues. John is senior editor of The Stream. You can go to stream.org for more information. John, congratulations, by the way, on your new book, Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. I had to crack up. I got to tell you, I had some nuns, you know, when I was, and I tell people, you know, I was basically raised by a very loving, mother and father, but the nuns played a big role in my early developmental years. Fortunately, they didn't have guns in their hands. They just had a way to look at you that, kind of extended the fear of God, didn't you? You know what I mean. Yeah. But that's kind of hard to picture, but that's a powerful cover with the nuns with guns. I'm sure the anti-gun activists, you know, gotta love the cover.
Yeah, the cover of the book is four nuns holding shotguns. And I'm not sure where it's a real picture. I'm not sure where it comes from. It's a classic image. Yeah. But I do have a chapter in the book on how Catholics and all Christians should understand issues about gun control and the right of Americans and everyone to defend themselves from violence, about war and peace and why Christians should not be pacifists in the face of evil, and about the death penalty. And what the Catholic Church traditionally taught about capital punishment and how that's being distorted nowadays. The book is basically a kind of vaccination against all the craziness that people are attributing to the Pope Francis effect. Pope Francis seems to be taking the teachings of the Church and maybe putting them in a blender and making a margarita out of them. And he doesn't have the power to do that.
Right, exactly.
No pope has the power to change official church teaching. So if Pope Francis says something that unsettles you, well, then he's only speaking for himself. That's his private opinion. Unless he officially issues a teaching from the chair of St. Peter that he invokes infallibility, and he hasn't done that. No pope has done that since Pope Pius XII, who did it once. You shouldn't be unsettled in your faith.
Right.
You should realize that popes are human beings, and they express their opinions about things. We've had popes with strange opinions in the past. It didn't matter. It doesn't affect the core teaching of the Catholic Church, which is exactly the same as it has been since Jesus taught it to the apostles, and it has been passed on faithfully through many, many, many centuries. That in itself is a kind of miracle.
Well, and it's a good thing that Pope Francis is opening up the conversation. And it's also a good thing, John, that you released the Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism, because it helps, you know, it helps balance out the conversation. Like you say, there's some, you know, off the wall stuff that just the nature sometimes. And I think this is the challenge with our First Amendment right to free speech. I think our founding fathers assumed that there would be some sense of responsibility and pursuit of the truth when we spoke. But, nonetheless, we want to err on the side, or at least this country wants to err on the side of free speech. So unfortunately, you get stuff out there that, you know, is unfiltered, especially in this information age in which we live in. And now the order of the day is fake news, right? Because people are being cautioned on that, like as if we didn't need to be cautioned. But, you know, interestingly enough, the people that are claiming fake news have been the ones that have been more the proponents of, you know, false newscasts.
Right, right. Well, so in the book, I go after some of that fake news, like the false presentations of the Catholic faith. For instance, if you listen to most American bishops, you would get the idea that the Catholic Church favors virtually open borders for every country in the world. But in fact, that's not what it says in the official Catechism of the Catholic Church. If you read the Catechism on Immigration, it sounds more like the Republican National Platform of 2016, mm-hmm. that countries have a right to control their borders, that people who want to come in need to obey the law, pay taxes, basically assimilate to the new culture, and live according to its rules. You would not know that if you listen to the Bishop of Brownsville, Texas, who says that deporting an illegal immigrant is intrinsically evil, like aborting a child. Yes, yeah. You said that. It's complete madness.
Yes.
And the church doesn't teach that. But you wouldn't know that from the media. You wouldn't know that from some of the bishops.
Why doesn't the church come back and speak against this to clarify that error? I mean, that is a gross error.
Well, there are two reasons. One, they want to be seen as humanitarian. They want to be seen, you know, they're seen as conservative on issues of like gay marriage and abortion. So on every other issue, they'd like to be seen as liberal just so that they don't get pigeonholed. Mm-hmm. But there's another more unfortunate reason. 40% of Catholics who grow up in America leave the church and never return.
Yeah.
That's what a bad job our bishops have been doing in picking priests and passing on the faith.
Exactly.
How is it that the Catholic Church is not shrinking by 40%? It's exclusively because of immigrants from Latin America. The church in Latin America is strong. The bishops down there do a good job of passing along the faith. But, the countries are poor, and a lot of those people would like to live in America. When they get here, they boost the numbers of the Catholic Church. They let the Catholic Church look a lot bigger, stronger, and healthier than it actually is in America. And these bishops, they want people in their seminaries. They want people in their pews. And if they can't get Americans to stay Catholic, then they'll bring in other people to replace them. It's kind of like cannon fodder in the trenches of World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is a lot of those immigrants quickly leave the church because it's not the church that they grew up with in Mexico, Guatemala, or El Salvador.
It's this
squishy, warm, fuzzy American version of Catholicism, which is significantly watered down.
Yeah. And the same case is happening in the evangelical circles as well, John, if the truth be known, is that people are going to the church and looking for answers. You know, how do I address gay marriage? How do I address the LGBTQ influence in our society today? What do I take a stand? And all you hear is crickets from the pulpit. And this is disturbing. I mean, it's much the same way that, I think was a missed opportunity for the church at large after 9/11. There was almost a revival getting ready to ignite across this country, and it fell flat because of, I believe, the lack of a message and a vision that needed to be pronounced. And that vision comes from God himself. So the church was deficient in this area, and they've gotten a little bit of cover, as you say, because of immigrants coming to the country, and they're filling the pews. But the proof is they're not staying because the message is lacking. It is not consistent with the message that they grew up with, nor is it consistent with the message of the 40% who have exited the church because they're saying, look, this isn't what I can relate to. And it's not, is it fair to say it's no longer relevant?
Well, yeah, because they're not making it relevant. The truth is always relevant, but when you don't tell it, it can seem irrelevant. I mean, look at the case of Tim Kaine versus Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Kaine was a left-wing Jesuit missionary, goes to a liberal Catholic parish in Virginia, and then ended up supporting partial birth abortion, gay marriage, and taxpayer funding of abortion.
Right.
Mike Pence grew up Catholic, drifted out into a conservative evangelical church, and he's still pro-life, pro-marriage. It's very sad that the guy who stayed officially inside the Catholic Church, abandoned core Catholic teachings, whereas the guy who became an evangelical held onto them. That in itself is a very disturbing story, and the American Catholic bishops should look at that and look inside to why they need a constant subsidy of immigrants from other countries to replace the 40% of Catholics that they are losing.
Well, John, I want to go back to that point that you just made in terms of the difference of these two candidates, these two vice president candidates, both with Catholic backgrounds. You know, and I've been challenged, frankly, that how Catholics and evangelicals can support the Democratic ticket in any form and fashion when they are clearly against the rules of life. I mean, just for that alone, forget about anything else, but just on their position in partial birth abortion and other issues. But that particularly, that's a game changer for me. I can't step further than that. And for, you know, it grieved me, frankly, when you have two candidates. I mean, even Hillary Clinton, you know, is saying, look, and I'm a Christian. I was raised Christian. Well, how do you reconcile your Christian beliefs and that which the Bible teaches and Jesus himself taught with the platform of the Democratic Party?
It's like Herod. King Herod claimed to be a faithful Jew,
right,
but nobody believes it, and nobody believes it about Hillary Clinton either.
And the thing is, at a point in time when, you know, our faith is so needed in this country, you know, we really need to know what we're standing on and what it is we believe on. This is why in this show we're so committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, John. I mean, Jesus himself said, I am the truth. I said, okay, well, then I believe Jesus for what he said. So I'm going to follow his principles. I'm going to, you know, do the best I can to be a disciple and a follower of the principles that he shared with us, that we were so blessed to have him here, you know, Emmanuel, God amongst us. And why would you not want to hold to those principles? You know, that's just me and my experience.
Same reason the apostles ran away at the crucifixion, all but one of them, you know. Mm-hmm. Eventually they came back, but people are weak.
Yes.
We're all weak. We're all sinners. That's why we need God's grace.
Yeah, if we weren't, then, you know, why put Jesus through this, right?
Right, exactly.
No doubt about it. John, congratulations on the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. It's a balance. I mean, we need to have that counterpoint because it's not coming back, and a lot of things have been suggested about Catholicism and, dare I say, even Christianity at large that has been unfair, that's been unanswered, because it's just not a popular kind of thing to do, is it?
That's right. You know, people don't want to talk about politics and religion, but really those are the only important things in the long run.
There it is. I'm right with you. Dr. John Zemarek. John, thank you so much for being with us. Always a good time and good sharing. You can go to stream.morg for more information. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times.